What do you think it was doing at Fred and Rachel's?
Yeah, it must have.
No, so what do you think it was doing?
The thing that I had carpet in and he looked all put and now he's in a mess.
Oh, she's alright.
She will need to clean it up.
Well, when she has food from tins,
yeah.
Nana must have put water in the washing up liquid. She's gone everywhere. You know, when you get to the end of the washing up liquid bottle?
Yeah.
Well,
no, you're talking about...
No, I'm just telling you what happened just then. Normally it runs out about the time Nana comes and she always fills it with water to get the last drop out and I've just picked it up and got absolutely drenched. Now, cat food, when Poodie eats cat food from... Don't do that when she's eating.
The cat.
When she has it from a tin, it's a bit more solid, but these chunks in the gravy, you can see how wet they are. And what she does, she licks all the gravy off and then she pushes the chunks around and after the chunks go off the edge of the plate, and then on the floor, so yes, it's a mess. Right, I'll let Purdy out.
Does she only like the gravy? Is it a special gravy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she likes the chunks as well, but she hasn't many teeth now. It's just the way she eats. I think what I'll do is get her fork and get those chunks. Well, that's why she has the
chunks. Why can you not touch the chunks?
Well, I can touch the chunks, but they're not very nice to touch. And Purdy's going to eat them later, so I'm just using...
Well, has them out of tunes on. Don't you dare make another mess.
That's why I put her plates on a tray and on kitchen foil, because otherwise, not kitchen foil, kitchen roll, otherwise when she does things like this it makes a big mess on the floor, doesn't it?
Is she a bit too big, solid food?
No, not usual tin food, but this is the pouches. And that's what happens with the food in the pouches. It's all little chunks.
Pouches from kangaroos? Never heard.
No, pouches like these. This is a pouch. That's called a pouch.
Beep, beep.
Someone's leave.
Please, let me out.
She's going to have to wash, isn't she? Mm. Right, we were saying before, what do you think the van's doing up for an action?
He puts on carpet, so he must be delivering new carpet.
All right. Is he taking old carpet out?
Yep.
Oh, because...
I saw some... Oh, no!
Because don't do that, Purdy.
I saw new carpet in a bag.
Yeah,
one of those proper ones. Mm-hmm. And then I saw an old one with no proper bag on.
Proper bag? Do you mean the bubble wrap?
Mm.
Is that what you mean, a popper bag or a bubble wrap?
Yeah.
Well, Rachel told me the other day that they were going to take their carpet up because it's very messy. Do you remember when they moved into the house?
Mm.
They had it all decorated and all new carpet.
And then the fire came.
And they had a fire, didn't they, in the roof. And what happened, when you went to Fred and Rachel's house, everybody had to take their shoes off to keep the carpet nice and clean, and then when they had the fire, all the firemen ran in muddy boots.
Oh.
And then of course Miles has been, well, Miles was only a baby when they had the fire, but I'm not quite sure.
Luckily we saved him.
Well, we didn't save him, we looked after him, didn't we?
If the fire went on Miles, we saved him.
Well yes, Miles came here into our... while the fire was being put out and cleaning up.
And I came with Linda in the fire engine.
That's right, you were with Linda in the fire engine. So what did you say to the fireman?
Thank you.
He said, good job. That was Lisa delivering the paper. I can't quite work out what age Miles is, but he's probably learning to use his potty now.
Yes.
And so, what happens when little boys learn to use potties?
Poo's on the carpet.
So she said they were. It was time for a new carpet, but she said they were going to have what we've got in here, the wooden floor. But perhaps they've changed their mind.
Yes, because I didn't. But there was purple wood.
Purple wood. Well, perhaps they need a purple floor.
I think it was all the colours of the rainbow.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful floor, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Let's just see if Pussycat wants to go out, shall we?
And
then we'll get over it.
I bet I know.
And she's just crouched on the door.
Some accidents.
Well, we don't want an accident, do we?
No, I want it. I want an accident and police come. No, I don't. Like a police accident. And you should like to go out.
Now, Purdy doesn't want to...
I need blue pants to stick these up.
Purdy doesn't seem to want to go out. And guess what I've just heard from next door? Not Linda and Brian, the other way. Bang, bang.
Uh-oh.
Right, come in here now, please, sweetheart.
Bang, bang,
Right, what's my bag of course doing there? Right, come on, please. Steady,
Eddie.
Purdy can go if she wants.
Pardon?
So Purdy can go if she wants.
Butterflies are getting on the nerves.
Butterflies will get on the nerves? I don't think there's any butterflies. Have you seen the weather outside?
Yes, I have.
I don't think it's really butterfly weather at the moment, do you?
Then I'm going to use the tie that I hate.
Stop children, yes, you've got all these new signs.
I wish it said stop ladies.
Oh, no. What are you doing with the signs?
Putting it somewhere where
I was told. Oh, be careful. Now, don't climb up on the furniture, Thomas.
Why don't you put it there?
Why don't you put it on the top of here? No, because things will get damaged up there, Thomas. No, I don't want them up there, Thomas. No.
Why? Oh, that really hurt me. I'm cold.
Come on, down you get.
What else did I put it there?
Crop one up here.
No.
Here, but you're not putting them on there.
I'm not going to put them on the candles. It's not candles.
Right, come on, please.
Oh, no. I hate this.
Oh, Thomas, don't be so silly. It's because you can't have your own way, don't whinge. I don't want you putting them up there because they'll fall down and knock something over.
What?
Fred's having to get out around the van, isn't she?
Sorry, he's using our drive.
That's all right, we're not using it. I'm just opening this letter that's arrived in the post. Looks like some of the glue from the envelope was stuck on the card, which is why I couldn't open it.
That's okay, you can use our drive.
Dear Auntie Jean, Uncle Peter and Thomas.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the lovely nursery book that you sent me for my birthday. It's great and has one of my favourite songs in it, Dingle Dangle Scarecrow.
Dun, dun.
That's funny because that's yours, isn't it?
Dun, dun.
We sing it at the moon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thomas.
Dun, dun, dun.
We sing it at the music movement group that I go to. So Mummy has to sing it with me and I do all the actions. I had a lovely birthday, lots of lovely presents, a sandpit from Mummy and Daddy, a little ride on tractor from Granny and Grandad, Uncle John made sure it was just the right colour, and a toy kitchen from Grandma and Grandpa. I finally learnt how to use my climb on slide this week, and poor Mummy can't get me off it now. It's great now. One more time can mean 5 or 6. I don't quite understand that. Oh, I see what she's saying. I finally learned how to use my climb on slide this week and poor Mummy can't get me off it now. It's great how one more time can mean 5 or 6. That's like you. I say one more time and you end up having about 5 or 6 more times, don't you? Lots of love to you all, Jessica, and Mummy and Daddy as well.
It's Jessica!
Jessica, Uncle Michael, you remember we went for christening?
It's Jessica.
Jessica in York.
I've never heard of her.
You have heard of her.
Not, she's so smelly and give us yours, shows in knickers.
Thomas! She doesn't, but that's what little girls do. She's not smelly and gibberish, and she doesn't want to wish her knickers. And it was very nice of her to write. She can't really write. It was a mummy writing the letter. She's too young, isn't she?
Where shall I put these letters?
Mind you, the thing was actually telling us it was a birthday a long time ago, but because we don't see her very often, do you remember I bought that book, that nursery book?
No!
No, you don't remember that either. I wrapped it up and we took it to Nana's, but we didn't take it to about 2 months after a birthday. And then it sat at Nana's house for a while before Nana delivered it to me. But anyway, I'm glad she likes it and I like it because it's that lovely book with all sorts of things in. And I must admit, Dingle and Angle Scarecrow's
on. We've got a flashing light that went off.
Did it go off again? Dingle Dangle Scarecrow is one of the reasons I bought the book, because I'd never heard of it before until you went to buy it one time. What?
Enough.
Well, I can't see it.
No, stand back. Oh, look.
What?
You have a flashing
light.
Flashing
light, it did. Well, I've never seen it flash, has me. I was quite pleased.
Keep looking.
Oh, we could put, you know, all these signs that you're walking around with? No camera sign, you could put it on Janine's phone.
Why?
Then she can't use a video camera. Tell me a little bit about the signs you've got in your hands.
Well, I've got a camera, you know that.
I know you've got a camera, well, no camera.
Playing.
Well, no, it isn't no cameras, actually. It doesn't mean no cameras. It's telling people that cameras are in operation, so I suppose we'd still have to put stuff on Janine calls.
And no children saying.
No children saying.
And the police one.
And what's the police one say?
Police accident.
Police accident. Oh, dear.
I mean, something else accident. And a cone.
A cone. Sign of a cone. Well, you've actually got some cones, but what's different about the sign with the cone on it?
It's got a white bit.
A white bit. Your cones are plain orange, aren't they? The picture of the cone is orange, white and orange. The police accident one's good too. She could use that when you're playing with the police to us.
Oh, which day shall we have today? Accident day. We have accident day.
We can have accident day. I'd rather not, really.
Why?
Oh, an accident day means we will have lots of accidents, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, don't you think we could do without all accidents?
No, Mum, it don't mean you have an accident, I do. You don't have an accident, I do.
I think it's really funny that Jessica likes Dingle Dangle and Scarecrow, don't you?
Why?
When all the... I can't remember what's
learning. I'm glad you can't remember the old one.
Oh, you are grumpy this
morning,
grumpy.
Can you help me, Ben? Oh, can you be my friend?
Oh, boy, your friend. Listen,
can you hold me?
What's the daisy? We need a little folder to keep those in, Thomas. Don't worry, let's get something to put them on. Write on it Thomas's size.
Well, you hold it, it is. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you where to put them. Pull mine. Well, let's put the plain one here. Plain.
No, oh, the plain one. I thought the stop children one would have been good by the candles. Stop children, don't touch candles.
No.
Oh, does it go? Which way does it go? That way? Right, careful. Okay, where can we put police accident?
One of the police accident to be the last one.
Right, okay.
Camera.
Oh, camera there by the recording equipment. Camera equipment in operation. Right. The cone, should we put that near the kitchen floor?
Yes.
Oh, yes, because Purdy's had a spillage, hasn't she? Caution.
What? Cat.
Cat food on the floor.
Good. No children.
Yeah, oh yes, we don't have children near the workbench. Stop children signs gone there. And finally, the police accident one, where can we put that?
Good.
You wanted this to be last, didn't you?
I didn't.
Is there an oven?
Dun dun.
Oh yes, yeah. There's that man again. With his van.
Oh, hey, play.
Thomas. Thomas, don't. Come away from the window.
It's a stupid
mother. Is this something that Nana's bought for us?
No. Nothing.
Where's this come from, Thomas?
I don't know.
I think Nana must have brought it yesterday. I haven't seen it before.
Can I have that drink?
You can. Please go to the table. We'll have You ignored the cone sign, didn't you? Nearly bashed onto Purdy's food.
You shouldn't go in there. I have it.
Well, I'm going round the cone sign. Could do the caution cat food tonight.
Good.
And I think we'll get one for you, so there's no messing about.
Oh, we do with us saying no jeans.
No jeans? You have signs that say no jeans quite often, Thomas.
Why?
Well, outside of restaurants and nightclubs, they often have signs saying no jeans.
Jeans,
but they mean, you know, the denim jeans, trousers?
Yeah.
That's what they mean, no jeans. It means you must dress smartly. You can't go in casual clothes or jeans. No jeans allowed.
Yay!
And I remember my friends finding that very, very funny when we went out one night and they said, oh, you can't come in. It says no jeans allowed. Mind you, it also said jeans and trainers. So if there was anybody called trainer, they couldn't come in either. Right, so what would you like to eat, my sweetheart? Sit down, please, and we'll get breakfast. We've got lots of things to do today.
Cheaper.
Pardon?
Cheap.
You want a bird for breakfast? Yeah?
Catch one? Yeah.
Alright. Birdie. Would you mind catching a mouse for Thomas's breakfast? Oh, not a mouse. Oh yeah, you had a mouse. Would you catch a bird, please, for Thomas's breakfast?
Thank you. She won't really hear that.
No, she probably won't hear it.
I hope she's not looking.
Breakfast, please. What are you going to have?
Cheek.
Something else coming through the letterbox. There's lots of things. We've had a card. We've had a newspaper.
It's only a big red rose.
No, it's just a... advertising material. Right, I don't think there's anything terribly exciting in front of the newspaper.
Wish there's pretext. Hope there's no jeans that have snuggy hairs in them.
Nothing in it. Well, I'm sure there's something in it, but nothing. So I desperately need to read now. Tommy, are you having some cereal?
Sweet.
Would you like some cornflakes?
Tweet.
Tweet. Would you like some cereal, tweet?
Tweet. No, I'm saying no.
Would you like some, who that is? The honey nut loops. Porridge.
Cheap.
How about some toast?
Cheap.
Well, I'm going to start my time because I'm hungry and I've got things to do today.
I'm not having anything.
Oh. You won't be allowed to come outside with me then when I go. You can't leave the house without breakfast inside you.
Thomas has got chicken pox.
Oh, I notice if you've got chicken pox. I can't leave you at home. I have to be with you, don't I? Couldn't leave my little boy with chicken pox. You might need something.
Yeah. Mama, I need to go to the toilet, but I can't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I need a pool and dance.
Thomas, please.
That man must have his breakfast in his van.
Why?
Because he's not quick.
I'm really disappointed with this. I bought this yogurt the other day in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm. Is it empty?
No. It's Greek yogurt, which I like. But I thought I picked up the one that said Greek yogurt with honey. Because I'm having it with my cereal. Got a nutty cereal and Greek yogurt. And I thought the Greek yogurt had honey in it. Anyway, it's okay. But
I want my breakfast at lunchtime. Then I want my lunch at tea time, and then I want my tea at supper.
Mm. You're having a topsy-turvy day, are you?
Yep. Topsy-turvy. Topsy-turvy.
I think we'll be out at lunchtime today.
Why?
Because we're going out.
We will not have any lunch.
No, we're going out to have our lunch out.
Mm. Do you get a wild bet?
So after breakfast, I'm going to go and have a bath and wash my hair. And you need to get ready.
Don't you dare wash my hair.
I might have to, Tom.
Oi, oi. Not the light having a disco,
though. Oh, no, the red light's fine. That's fine, it's the orange light. If the orange light flickers, that means the sound's not going through properly. It's absolutely fine now, I think.
Mum, it flickered when you were not looking.
Mm.
It did. You know what I mean? It flickered.
Janine gave us a new lead for the equipment.
Yeah.
But it seems to be something to do with the aerial. I think that's more the problem. Anyway, it's fine now, isn't it? Because Daddy had a look at the aerial for me. And it seems perfect this morning.
No, it's not. It went off when you were in the kitchen.
Well, I've not seen it go off at all this morning.
I left it went off in the kitchen.
It did. Well, it seems stable most of the time, which is a good thing.
Must be just having a quick dance.
Mm. Perhaps it thinks it's Christmas lights flashing on and off.
Mum, I hope that that's not going to have another disco. You.
And I hope it isn't, because it must be very annoying trying to listen to it when the sound's going on and off. The trouble is, you see, half the time I didn't realise, because when I started the equipment, as long as both lights were working and the battery was okay, then I presumed it was, so we carried on, and then I found out afterwards that a lot of the times it had gone off. Guess what? Battery needs replacing in this one. Even though the orange light's on here,
time to play.
So we'll just have a few minutes.
Playing with batteries.
Right. I was just a bit panicky then, because I've replaced the battery and I put the headphones on to check that sound was coming through. And nothing was happening. Then I realised I'd forgotten to press the record button on the equipment.
I just baited this.
No, put it in the bin, please. Yes, because when the little rubber ends on the batteries, I know it's a new battery. When the ends come off, it means it's been in the machine and it's old and it needs to be thrown away.
But you know this one's old.
Well, I'll only know that when it's in the bin. Because if we think that's a new battery, the next time the red light comes on, we'll replace the batteries. We'll be stuck, won't we?
We will.
You know what a flat battery means, don't you?
Yeah. Very flat.
Very flat. It doesn't mean it's squashed, it means there's no power. All the energies are run out. It's flat, it's like lemonade. You know how fizzy lemonade is?
Yeah.
Well, if lemonade's been opened, if you've opened a bottle of lemonade and you've kept it around for quite a long time, all the fizz goes out of it and it's called flat lemonade. Oh, it's gone flat. What else is flat?
Your head.
It's not funny, isn't it, when you think about flats, a block of flats. Thomas!
Oh, yeah, block of flats.
A block of flats.
Yes. I'm going to dive down here.
It's very tall, isn't it?
I want to dive the day.
A dive a day? What's a dive a day?
You could dive into the table and not. I go in the water, splash! I'm going underneath now.
I think it's a block of flats. It's a block of flat houses, isn't it? Because there's no roof, no upstairs.
Yeah.
Right, Thomas, when you come out, please, and when you have your breakfast.
I don't want any breakfast.
You've got to have breakfast.
But I don't know what to have.
Well, either you choose or I give you something and then you've got to sit and eat it.
Or Honey Loops.
Honey Loops.
I will pour them.
Right, okay, don't pour too many now.
I don't want to be... I don't want to be needed again. I remember what... Like, carry a bag. Oof. A Marks and Spencer's bag.
Oh, where is your Marks and Spencer's bag?
Underneath it.
Oh, that's all right, yes.
Yep, but I saw a letter that the thing being in. Well, this gets squashed.
That should go in the bin now, Tom.
Okay. Bye, squashed. Just pretend this was my squashed air tank. Bye-bye, squashed air tank. Now, can I new air tank?
Have you seen what's in that bag on the floor, Thomas? No. Be gentle with it, because it's for a present.
Oh, no. I hope it's a new action, then, that's squashed.
No. Not a present
it's
for
a
you.
Paper.
It's a present for somebody else.
Oh. It's only a piece of paper, Mama. Yeah.
What's that?
Me. What, Mum?
It's a photograph of you, for Nana and Grandad.
Is that Rudolph?
Rudolph, yes it is. It's a picture of you.
Was I dressed in it?
Probably. I can't really see from that distance. Let's have a little look.
Jingle bells.
Well, that's a nice picture. Your hair's very short on that one, Thomas, isn't it?
I don't.
So your hair looks very short.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. I look like a girl.
You don't look like a girl.
Yeah, I've got curly hair. Everyone say, look at that, Thomas. He's a girler.
Girly hair or curly hair?
Girly.
It's not girly. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's pinky.
It's not pinky.
Pinky, dinky.
It's a lovely photo.
Stinky, dinky.
Oh, well, I think that's very nice.
Very close, they look like little fireballs. The little green balls. The little balls.
Little balls? What little balls?
Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And they just paint it yellow and then they put a yellow light in.
Oh my God. Are you still tired?
No. Oh, it's a bit too early for breakfast.
Oh, well, it's breakfast time.
Oh, it's a bit too early. A bit too early, but... Yay!
Watch all those clothes hanging up there, please, because they've just been ironed.
Where shall I put this, Ken?
Well, I think it's fine where it is, isn't it?
No! No, but when you get a hoover out, it goes splot black. Won't it?
I don't think I'll have a hoover out this morning.
No, but when you get a hoover out, it'll go blonk.
Well, I'll move it before I do the hoovering. Or put it at the bottom of the stairs.
Why?
Because the stairs are quite dangerous things, aren't they? Got to take care of the stairs, so a caution sign will warn you before you went up or before you came down. Caution, stairs, take care.
Stairs, take care. Not mine.
It is. Care and stare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it tells you right.
I need a drink.
Now, what I'd like you to do is pick up that cone sign and prop it up somewhere, because if it's left on the floor, it will be dangerous because they're quite slippery if they're trodden on.
I fell over.
I'm not surprised. They're laminated. They're very slippy, aren't they?
Nearly reached the lamp.
Oh, yes. Come to change the light bulb. What's a little stone thing?
Yeah, I wondered where that was.
Where's that from?
B&Q.
B&Q?
I stole it.
Oh!
I didn't even pay.
What, well, you can't? That wasn't in B&Q. What was it? It's only a little stone for the path.
Oh, no, it was B&Q's. We're selling stones.
No.
You're selling those stones!
Oh, right. Oh, yes, they probably were Thomas. Those are little stones that you put on your driveway. So, did you take it from a display?
Yep.
Well, you're quite right. That is stealing. If somebody'd seen you do that, probably she'd be in a lot of trouble. And the next time you go to B&Q with Nana next week, you must take it back.
Actually, I did pay for it.
No, you didn't pay for it. You wouldn't pay for one paving stone. Well, not the paving stone, little. What are they called? Like gravel chip things.
Slabs.
No, it isn't a slab. I said slab. It isn't. You don't, Thomas, whatever it is, however small, you don't take things from shops, because whatever you take, if it's not paid for, it's stolen. I mean, it might only be a little stone.
Or a teeny weeny piece of paper.
But listen, if everybody who went to B&Q took a tiny stone, tiny pebble, just think, there could be nothing left in the bag at the end of the day. That's why prices are so high in the shops, Thomas.
I know.
Because they have to charge high prices to cover up for all the people who are naughty and don't pay for things.
Amending the light. Whoa.
So please, I don't want any more of that. Now get down. I don't want you taking anything else at all from a shop. If somebody's seen you.
Yeah?
If somebody sees you put something in your pocket in a shop.
Actually, I showed it to the customer announcements.
You showed it to customer announcements? I don't think you did, because I think if Nana and Grandad had been with you.
Wow.
They'd seen you, they would have made you put it back.
They didn't know I had a pebble. I didn't fly around and around.
Right, get down, Thomas. You don't play with the light. Get down.
I'm just minding it.
No,
click,
down.
Click, click, click.
Don't touch the light.
Okay, I won't. Click, 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 click.
Thank you.
I'm just pretending.
Yes, but you're not pretending when you're actually twirling it round, Thomas. That's dangerous.
I'm not gonna twirl it around now. Click, 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 click,
That's the bag I was looking for with the photographs in and the tablets. And do you know what I've done?
No.
Yesterday morning when I had a tablet, instead of putting the tablets back in the usual place, I've dropped the tablets into this bag and put the whole bag back in the cupboard. This was the photographs we were looking for last night. Oh, how silly.
Click, 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 oh, bang, 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 bang.
I'm glad I found that. That saved us a trip. I was actually going to have to go out today to collect those photographs because I thought I must have left them at work. Can I have one to put
in the cupboard? Bangy, bangy, bangy,
bangy. Will you put it down, please, and go to the table now?
Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why?
Because we need to get breakfast. We need to go.
No, not just about. I'm just going to put a new one in. If you're not, smash the old one. Put a new one in.
Should you pretend to put change the light bulb?
No, this strawberry is so hard. I need a hammer. Where's a real hammer?
No, you don't take light bulbs in and out with hammers, Tom. It would cause problems, wouldn't it?
You smashed the old light bulb.
No, you don't smash them. Have a special little thing inside that you have to twist them in a certain way to get them out and twist them in a certain way to put them in. No.
No, I'm just doing it lower.
No, you pretend it, but don't touch it with them.
No.
You just have to make sure the light's off when you do it, otherwise you get a shock.
Then you'll fall down and then you'll be dead. The hammer's even dangerous, even if it's a toy.
Well, it can be, yes, if you're not careful with it. Especially if you bash something like a light fitting.
Bash!
I should have to phone Nana and Grandad and tell them that we've.
Bash!
Because your photographs we were all looking for.
Bash! I put the stone in your coffee.
Well,
go on, Mum.
No, it's tea I'm drinking, not coffee.
Does coffee kill slugs?
I think I've heard that somewhere actually. So I think I have heard that.
It's on the news.
Was it on the news?
And before the stone in the coffee.
Yeah, will you get some please? Breakfast now. Come on.
Dun-dun-dun.
Let's sit down, please.
I will pull.
All right, just a few. Sit down, please.
Okay, I'm going to put one.
Do you know what's in there?
Yeah. Okay.
That's enough. Would you like some yogurt with them rather than milk this morning?
Please.
Do you want to just taste a little bit?
Oh, no, no way.
You want milk? You like milk with it? Because yogurt's very nice with cereal.
The microwave's like this and the oven.
Oh. You might do. There you are. No. How's that?
How do you do need to be warm?
Warm.
Almost go like this. Yeah. Every time you spin them all, spin they go. I need a drink.
Have you finished your table?
Whoops.
Thomas, what have you done?
Oh.
What have you done?
I spilled my
milk. So nice, you didn't miss it.
Your I won't be cross.
I mean, I get cross that you don't. You mess about too much at the table. But come on, is there a bit of milk?
It will disturb me if I eat any more.
It will disturb you if you eat any
more.
Pajamas. You're going to take your pajamas off in a few minutes.
It's fine.
Come on, don't be so upset. What's the saying, Thomas? And do you know what the saying is? Don't cry over spilt milk.
No.
Right. There you are. I'll get you a clean spoon. We'll put it in a new bowl for you. Thomas, it's a little bit of milk.
I'm not going to have any milk.
No, you just have... It isn't the milk. It's the fact that you don't sit still. What were you doing?
I got some milk in the spoon and then I dropped it.
Never mind. There we are. You'll be changing your pyjamas in a minute. Your legs are white. Right, you can sit in the bath when we have a bath. And it'll all be cleaned up. Right, do you want a new bowl?
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, don't. It's upset. It's only a little bit of milk.
Pardon?
The ghost
that disturbed me over here.
What was he?
He disturbs me.
He disturbs you?
The covers.
I don't know what you mean, what disturbs you.
The covers.
What covers? The tablecloth. It disturbs you?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we put? Is it because you've just wiped it and it's wet?
No,
let's put that towel over there.
Yeah.
There you are, and there's a towel between your knees and the table. Right, come on.
Oh.
Come on, that's the matter this morning. You didn't want breakfast, did you?
I'm right, I was spilling.
There's a tissue. And you want another drink?
Yeah.
Right.
Please.
Right, now listen. Listen. There's nothing wrong there. There's a clean bowl, a clean spoon. Everyone's been wiped. Little kid. Come on, don't be so upset because you just got to learn now that when you're having a meal, you just sit nice and straight and eat properly.
I got some meal with my spoon and spilled.
So that happened when you were sitting still, so imagine what would happen if you were messing about. Hmm? There we are. I'll get you a drink and you can have it. You're right, have you pet cross when you mess about?
I'm not messing!
No, but when you said, oh, you'll be cross, I would have been very cross if I thought you were doing that. I'm going to have some apple.
When I'm finished, I'll have nothing.
Okay, that's fine.
Especially nothing with milk.
Oh, come on. You see, this is why I thought you might have had some yogurt. You feel very thirsty this morning? Thomas? Yes? Do you feel alright?
Don't feel alright.
What's the matter?
I feel poorly.
You didn't seem very poorly before you started your breakfast.
I am poorly, Mummy.
Why are you poorly?
My tummy.
Your tummy?
But I don't need a wee.
Okay. Well, just try and eat a little bit of something, sweetheart.
No.
Come on, you're just upset now. Are you finding a wee? Think about something else.
There's Fred. Where's Fred? Fred just walked in the doorway.
Did he?
No, not in our doorway. Not in our doorway.
Well, if he walks in his own doorway, that's fine, because he lives there. I've just seen Steve as well going in with a paper.
Mum, where did he park his car?
Just on the other side of the road.
But he doesn't go early.
Perhaps he thought the best thing was to move his car.
Yeah.
Because he had to sort of back out round the van and he used our drive. Perhaps he thought, well, move the car while I can get on Thomas's drive. Because if Thomas's daddy comes home and blocks the drive, I won't be able to get out. And he might need to go to work later, so I think he's just reversed round the van. He's parked on the other side of the road for a quick getaway.
Oh, decorate.
Pardon?
No, two of them.
Are they?
Yes, well. One of them is Nick.
Nick? Which Nick?
The hairdresser.
I don't think Nick the hairdresser would be driving a white van, do you? Does he look a little bit like Nick?
Here's Nick. There's Nick again.
You
on
Nick.
Mr. Icicle.
Mr. Icicle? I've never seen Nick the hairdresser riding a tricycle on.
No, do you like to see a hairdresser riding a tricycle?
Just think you could have a lot of people in the hairdressers. And you could cycle up and down, trimming all the backs of the hair, and then twizzing people around the seats and riding past them, cutting all the fringes.
And this new twist.
Steady, without speed.
I like this. Now, twist, twist, twist. Be a bit quick. The scissors will snip right off your ear.
But yes, I would imagine hairdressers have to concentrate, otherwise they could very easily cut somebody's ear off. Oh dear. Oh dear, now here.
Oi, what did you say? What?
I've no idea.
I like to see a grown up on the tricycle, Mum. On my tricycle.
Well, I have tried yours, but I'm too big, aren't I? I can sit on it, but I can't pedal because my knees are right up to my face.
Just when you're travelling one more try.
Watch, I was thinking about your tricycle, you know. Because Linda, who Mummy works with, her little boy Matthew got one of those, I forgot what they're called, but you know the little cars that you love to ride around in, the toddler group, the yellow and red ones?
Yeah.
Well, he's getting one of those for his birthday, or he's got one of those for his birthday. And she said they didn't know whether to get a car or a tricycle. And in the end, somebody, I think Grandma, bought him a car. And I wondered, really, your tricycle's getting a little bit small for you now, isn't it?
I like it to ride.
I know you like it. I just wondered.
It goes very fast when I pedal.
You've got smaller legs than me. I just wondered whether we should give it to Matthew.
Oh, no, you don't.
Do you not think so?
No.
But you've got your big bag there, haven't you?
I'm not asking if it's smaller.
No, it's not. Your big bicycle.
It's like this.
No, it's not.
It's this big. This big, Mum.
We have got to think about moving, getting rid of one or two toys, Thomas, that you don't play with. And I know you do still use your bicycle occasionally inside, but I can't remember the last time I saw you using it.
I used it when your mother was here.
Yesterday.
When I was four.
When you were four. But that's it, when you get to five, you don't really need a little tricycle like that.
Really? The mum brought it. When you're scared, you go meow. And when you turn, you go like this.
I bought that bicycle when you were a baby. I gave up work. I didn't want to go out to work. And then I started working with Dimitra and Janine. And the first time I got paid, I was so excited about getting a job that Daddy and I went to John Lewis. And I bought with my first wages your little tricycle. Because Nana and Grandad Bealby had bought you your swing. I was going to buy you a swing, but Nana and Grandad Bealby came to stay and they gave us some money to buy the swing with.
Must have been in a truck.
Pardon?
Must have been in a van or a truck.
Well, they gave us money to buy it and we bought it. Daddy put it up. Excuse me.
Did he walk home with it?
No, he brought it in the car.
You must need a flat window to go meow.
And Nana and Grandad also bought your Dobbin, you know, your rocking horse.
Must do the rocking horse.
Well, again, yes, this is what I mean. You know, the rocking horse now is really too small for you, love. The only thing is, I would say, with all these things, they're nice for little children. The rocking horse is lovely because when Abigail and Sarah come and people like that, they can go on the rocking horse. Whereas the tricycle, if we've got visitors, if we've got a house full of visitors and they bring little children, then I always hide your tricycle anyway because the tricycle's fine for you to whiz up and down with inside, whether it's just me and you, or me, you and Daddy. But when there's a house full of people, there isn't room for the tricycle.
Where did you hide the tricycle?
I usually just put it in the shed. Bye. You know, if we have a big party, when I say a big party, if we've got a lot of people here, not a big party, but...
Like this, how much?
Yes, that many people. And I know there's little children. I always leave Dobbin out because I know that the girls like to play with Dobbin. And Baby Ben, I mean, he liked that as well, didn't he?
Baby Ben, who's Baby Ben?
Baby Ben, over the road. Rachel's Baby Ben.
It's Rachel.
You know it's Rachel.
My bottom's a bit sore.
Your bottom's sore?
Oh dear.
So yes, there's a few things. A new bead coaster is a toy that I never really want to part with. Because I like playing with that, and Daddy likes playing with that. It's nice, isn't it? So we can keep that forever. And things like Dobbin and the tricycle, I would like to think that somebody was using them nicely. So I think at the moment I'd quite like to... careful, there's your tissue. I'd quite like to keep Dobbin here. Anyway, I was telling you, Nana and Grandad had bought you a swing, which I was going to get. So I said to Daddy, when I get paid, I shall buy Thomas the tricycle, because we've been wanting one for a long time. And I was so excited going to the shop and getting it for you. And it came with a handle. Do you remember the handle that we've now got in the cupboard?
Yeah.
When you used to ride outside, we used to have you on a little pole, didn't we?
Then like, meow, 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 meow.
Is he really, I hope, Auntie Tricia and Uncle John have a baby?
Like, and then at least most bike, meow, meow, meow,
meow. Oh, yes, I haven't thought of that. Yes, of course. When you've got the handle on your tricycle, it does look like a police motorbike. Because we've got all these things we need to pass to somebody.
We need to pass the Honey Loops way.
Well, you need to pass the Honey Loops through your lips and into your tummy, don't you? Is your tummy feeling a bit better now?
Yeah. Mum, do you hate this Honey Loop?
No.
Let's just pretend it you did.
Oh, okay.
Where's your ticket?
Oh, thank you.
London?
Your mouth, the ticket machine now for Honey Loops?
Yep.
No, look, keep your spoon over your bowl, Thomas. This is what happened before. Then he got upset.
Got your ticket.
Don't play with your spoon when you're eating.
Try your honey loop. God, jeans might shut out of it.
What might shoot out of it?
Jeans.
Jeans?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Jeans that put tellies in my hat, snuggy head might go, yeah, when you're snuggies to the rescue.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Then you're called Snuggy.
I'm called Snuggy, am I? Yes.
Behind the loop might go, snuggy to the rescue, and then Snuggy's fly into the window.
I see.
Got to try one, isn't it?
I'll try one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you very much.
Dun, dun, dun.
Whoops, we dropped it, thank you. Ooh, it's very soggy with milk, isn't it?
Dun, dun, dun. No jeans shot out.
I find them a little bit too sweet for me. When I was growing up, we used to have something that tasted like that, and they were called something else, and I can't think what they were.
Sweeten,
yeah. We always had cornflakes and Rice Krispies. And then, oh, Frosties. They still do Frosties. Have you had Frosties? The tiger. You know, we've got some cereal bowls with the tiger in the bottom.
Oh, no, I've had Frosties. What those things that had those yummy things in?
Frosties.
I've had Frosties before, don't we?
And I used to have something else with little bits of dried raspberry in. I can't think what they were called.
There's that, Michael.
I can see in Kathleen's bedroom window there's a white cat and a ginger cat. The ginger cat's lying down and the white cat's sitting up, both looking out.
Over Kathleen's house, I see a purple roof.
A purple roof? That's a purple drain pipe, isn't it?
It's a purple roof.
So I can't think, what are the cereals there were, Thomas? I know there were things like Shreddies. Shredded wheat and Weetabix and porridge, or ready brown. And I used to have this cereal with tiny pieces of dried raspberry in them. I can't think what that was called, but we had some the other day. It was Special K with little bits of fruit in it. So I really can't think.
I've heard of chicken ones.
Chicken ones. Can't for the life of me think what the cereal was called that tasted like that. There was something called Ricicles, but I can't think what Ricicles were.
Ricicles!
Yes, we're back to Ricicles. Ricicles and Icicles. There used to be an advert, Ricicles and Icicles, as nice as you can eat.
Then did it say, at the end, gets Tricicles with Icicles.
Oh, isn't it strange how I can't think? When we go to the supermarket next, we'll have a look. And when I'm next talking to Nana, I'll say, can you remember what cereals I used to eat when I was a little girl? I know she used to make porridge and ready brack, and she used to cook.
Rachel's just got over.
Has she? Nana used to do me things like poached egg on toast and scrambled egg on toast.
Ta-da!
I think Nana looked after me better than I look after you. In the morning, we just rush and get something to eat quick and off. Thank you, darling, very much. Right, I'll leave your spoon where it is, otherwise it'll end up on the floor. It was none of the
that
started,
would be good
you.
If it's...
We found it
would be good if the milk went...
Well, it wouldn't. Well, I mean, you got upset when that happened before, so I don't see how it would be good now, do you?
You'll be upset.
I would.
When I go past you, I'll go boom, boom. I seem so far numb.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous sunflower. It's not very gorgeous outside, though, is it?
Well, in the blind, see if it goes higher than higher.
I don't think it can get any higher. Well, yes, because it's in the conservatory window, so they're bound to see it, aren't they? I think sunflower seeds must be the easiest to grow.
Mm.
Incredible how quickly they shoot up, isn't it?
Mm. I haven't played football in my garden.
No. I think, you know, at school and nursery, they always get you to grow that mustard and cress as well. And the cress, that grows, cress seeds grow very easily, don't they?
Even easier than, it grows easier than honeydews. My awesome pudding.
Pardon?
The pudding is sweetie. I'm glad they give me pudding and their sweets. But I have one.
No, Thomas, you can't. You can have some fruit if you like.
Oof. Can I eat my fruit next to Ollie?
Well, we're going to get washed and dressed in a minute. Let's get that
milk off you, don't we? May have. Can you look at the telly?
Yes, I think you can for a few minutes.
The pudding went next to the
Well, what sort of fruit would you like?
Apple. I'm going to put the telly on.
An apple, okay.